Jesus' last night with his disciples. He knows what tomorrow is going to bring and what's going to happen. I firmly believe he knows that ahead of time. That's why later this night you'll see him off in the Garden of Gethsemane and praying, "Lord, please, if there's any other way to accomplish this, make this cup pass from me." And then he ends up praying, "Lord, not my will, but yours be done." And he spends some time with the disciples that night, and they are celebrating the Passover meal, a meal that has been celebrated for centuries, remembering, and I hope you remember, as the past 2 years we did a Seder meal, that Passover meal, and I helped you to understand the different parts of that and how it relates to Jesus Christ. But I wanted to bring in some of the other parts for this year. You see, it says after the supper, he takes his outer garment off and he wraps a towel around himself and he washes their feet. And as we would expect, Peter has a comment to make. We can always count on Peter for having a comment. I think Peter couldn't pass up any opportunity to say something. And he says, "Lord, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm washing your feet." And he says, "You're not going to do that to me." Well, why would Peter say that? Because he had great and wonderful respect for Jesus. And the job that Jesus was doing for the disciples was the job of a servant, not the job of a master, not the job of the Son of God. And Jesus looks at Peter and says, "If I don't wash your feet, you can't be part of me." And Peter's got to get the last word in again. Peter says, "Oh Lord, don't wash my feet, wash all of me then, because I truly want to be part of what you're doing." And then we have these words that I want to read for you that comes from the 13th chapter of John. It starts out by saying, "When he was gone," and the "he" in this case means Judas. "When he had left," he had partaked some already, and he had left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked him, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. You know, I've sat with this passage for a couple of weeks now, looking at it, and it really kind of jarred me. Because I'm like, wait a minute. Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment." And then he follows that up by saying, "Love one another." And I kind of go, Isn't that what the Bible says from the beginning? That we're supposed to love one another? Why is Jesus calling this a new commandment? And within the first five books of the Bible, it's talked about again and again. Excuse me. That not only are we supposed to love one another, we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's in the Old Testament. And I'm like, what is this new commandment thing? Because it says all over the place, love one another. And I sat with this and I said, you know what? There's something different going on in this passage. There is something different that has happened here for Jesus to say, love one another as a new commandment. You see, he follows those words up, and this is part of our clue here. He says, I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. Well, the very first thing that we know as we pay attention to the story that night, Jesus has washed their feet. How many of you are willing to take your neighbor that's sitting next to you and wash their feet? How many neighbors would let the person sitting next to them wash their feet? I've participated in foot washing on retreat weekends with the staff as the staff washes each other's feet before the weekend starts, because we're to be servants for that whole weekend, and we start by washing each other's feet. It's a very humbling experience. The very first thing you want to do is you want to help the other person. They're going to wash your feet, you want to help them. And I have to tell people over and over again, no, don't help them. Let them serve you. And believe it or not, for Christians, it's very hard for people to let somebody else serve them. Because I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to serve. So Jesus gives that as an example. And then he goes on, and as he's talking about this, I'm thankful for Simon Peter again. Because he speaks up and says, Lord, I'm ready to do anything. I'll even go to death with you. And Jesus says, no, you're not ready for that. You see, one of the differences, God has been walking with them. God has been interacting with them. He's very visibly been with them in Jesus Christ. They've seen him for 3 years doing all kinds of things. And he tells them, I want you to love one another just as you have seen me love people. Maybe that's the new commandment part, don't you think? There's a deeper understanding of love here. There's an understanding of love that love has some actions to it. And particularly in this case, the action that ends up being talked about is Peter says, I'll go to death for you, Jesus. And Jesus says, you're not ready for that. You're not ready to love that way. And a matter of fact, before the sun comes up tomorrow morning, you will deny me 3 times. Peter, you're not ready for that kind of love. That's the example of love that Jesus gives to us. You see, we've got to demonstrate our willingness to lay down our lives for those that we walk with daily. The people that live on the street with you, are you willing to lay down your life for them? This is the kind of love that Jesus is talking about. The people that you normally sit near in the pew, are you willing to give up your life that they might live? The cashier at Walmart, are you willing to give up your life for that person? This is the kind of love that Jesus is talking about. Therefore, I understand. It's a new commandment, isn't it? It's not just having a feeling of kindness for my neighbor. It's not just having a feeling of kindness for somebody that I work with. It's a willingness to lay down my life and to demonstrate that to them. This is the new commandment part. And it should make us kind of stand up and go, wait a minute. Am I ready to do this? And Peter makes the commitment and he says he's ready to do this. And Jesus says, no, you're not. Not yet. It's a process of learning how to do that. And why does Jesus say that we need to do that? He says that we need to do that because then other people will notice the kind of love that we have. If we as a community of faith have that kind of love, can't you see people flocking to be here? Wow, you mean to tell me the people at that church are ready to give their life over so that I can live? Is that not the example here on the table before us? What does Jesus say about these elements? This is my body. This is my blood. My blood of the new covenant that is poured out for you. Jesus says, I give up my life for you. And this is the new commandment that I want you to live. Tells me a couple of things about this commandment. This commandment's not just a feeling. How will other people notice if it's just a feeling? There's got to be some action associated with it. We're reaching out to people. We're helping people. We are giving over our lives for the benefit of somebody else. My prayer for a long, long time, Lord, when I die, I don't want anybody to remember me. I want to just fade into the woodwork of the cross and they know that it was all about Jesus Christ, not me. I'm the person who I am because of what Jesus has made me. Because of what I've seen in Jesus' life, that's who I am now. I'm not the person I used to be. I've told you before, my wife didn't marry a pastor. You can ask her, she might tell you. She married the complete opposite of a pastor. At least that's the way I remember it. I don't know how she remembers it. Are you ready to give your life over this way? This is the new commandment. Are you ready to give your life over this way? That your life might be completely used up for the benefit of somebody else, not for yourself. Jesus came for our benefit, and he gave his body for our benefit. And tomorrow, as we celebrate Good Friday, kind of a misnomer of a name, wasn't quite good for Jesus there for a number of hours. Not what we would call good, would we? But it's good for our benefit because he did it for us. And the night before with his disciples, he's asking them to do the same thing. He's asking them to give their life completely over. Are you ready to live this kind of life? That's the new commandment. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us. It's kind of hard for us to grab a hold of it. We're thankful for what you've done for us. And Jesus, you stepped away from heaven and left behind all your rights and privileges as the Son of God. You walked here upon this earth and taught others how to live the spiritual life and showed them how possible it is to live the way that God wants us to live. You let people mock you. You let people beat you, call you names and spit upon you. You let people pull your beard out. And you even went to the cross and let that happen. For Lord, you gave your total life for us. And we celebrate that in this meal. We're no longer bonded or bound to sin in any way. We have atonement for our sins. We have forgiveness. We have cleansing. And we can move on into the midst of life, walking the way that you have called us. But some of your last words to your disciples were, I want you to live the same way. So therefore I give you a new commandment. Lord, that's even harder to grab a hold of. Teach us how we might live this new commandment and show people an incredible love, a love that's willing to give completely, a love that's not looking for their own rights and privileges, a love that says, I'll even lay down my life for you. Lord, thank you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.